Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this November 16th, 2022. You have your host, James J. Maliff, here at 10:05 on the clock. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in Matt Lippert, Wood County Ag Agent. Looking forward to talking with Matt. Right now, in studio with us, we have Lisa Kubis, Executive Director with Visit Rome, Wisconsin. And we want to send a big shout out to our friends over there at Visit Rome for this opportunity. Thank you so much for joining us, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you, James. Happy to be here.
It's always good to see you. Thanks for the time again. So, Lisa, I want to dive into what's going on in the Rome area and all that. First off, how you been? How are things going over there in Rome?
Things are going great. Just some exciting winter events coming up. We're looking forward to the winter season. There's still plenty of things to do. Looking forward to a nice winter.
You got something coming up this weekend on Saturday, November 19th. Let's start right there.
Yeah, we do. The old-fashioned holiday craft fair. So more than 30 vendors with handcrafted items will be there. There's raffles, lunch, bakery items. The event is sponsored by the Rome Makers and the Adams County HCE. Proceeds are used for the bookworms and scholarships for the Adams County students. And I guess I just wanted to, at this point, give a shout out to the Rome Makers. Mm-hmm. They actually have been a club in the Rome community for 50 years. They're celebrating their 50th year.
Wow.
So just wanted to give a shout out to them. They do so many things behind the scenes at a lot of our events, at the elections. They just do a wonderful job for the community.
My first Christmas here in Wisconsin was in Rome, and my Nana Papa had very little. My grandparents, you know, they didn't know what to get kids and stuff like that, or what to do with kids and everything. They were long gone, raised, and all that. And they were told by the Rome Makers, I believe, about the Christmas party at the city hall and everything.
Yep.
And so they found out about that. We go to that, and my sister and I had a great time. Just so many things that they do behind the scenes that you're right, that they've for many years. I just didn't know 50, though. That's
50
really cool.
Years
That's very
celebrating.
Cool.
Yes.
Great people.
Yeah.
Big shout out to them. Also, I noticed food pantry donations can be, you can enter those with this as well?
Correct. They're just asking to enter into the fair if people would be willing to bring a food donation for the pantry.
Well, it's one of the things that we love about this area, and this, I mean, all of Central Wisconsin. There's so many different groups of people, nonprofits and different things, of people trying to help others, and especially when it comes to food and quality. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of that, and the idea of using the proceeds for the bookworms and the scholarships and everything, that's another great added bonus mm-hmm. there with that. So not only going to get some, maybe pick up some Christmas items and things like that, or check out some very unique crafted items, mm-hmm. but you can be investing in your community at the same time.
For sure.
Wonderful.
Come and start your Christmas shopping.
Is there a time frame for that?
That is running from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
And that'll be at the Rome Town Hall.
Excellent. Wednesday, October 23rd, and every Wednesday, we know what's coming.
Right. And DJ Trivia at Boozles at the Lakes. I know my counterpart, Jillian, that's normally here, she went last week.
Oh, yeah.
Her and her parents, she said they had a great time. I think popularity for the trivia has built over the years. You know, Wednesday night, come and check that out from 7 to 8:30.
It's a fun time. It's always free. And you get, gift cards for 1 through 3rd place. That's always pretty cool. People love mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
He does a great job with that.
Yeah.
Thursday, November 24th. That seems to be a day. Boy, something happens on that day. But we got something really fun going on, along with, of course, Turkey Day.
Yeah, so obviously it's Thanksgiving. But we are hosting a 5K run, so move your feet before you sit and eat. Registration
Great.
Happens the day of. No need to pre-register online or anything like that.
Mm.
So registration day of at 8 a.m. and the race starts at 8:30. It's in the Rome Town Center gazebo, which, if for those that don't know, that's 274 Geneva Trail. Everyone is welcome. We have snacks. And the participants will receive thank you gifts of stretchy gloves from our draft bicycle club.
Nice. Nice. That's a pretty cool thing to do.
Yeah. So.
The first, this is also for a good cause, it looks like, too.
Right. Yeah. So there is a suggested donation of $10 just to help, you know, the organizers of the event. Yeah. Draft is our bicycle and hiking club in Rome.
Another great group of people.
Right.
And a great name for an event. That is a very good name. Move your feet before you sit and eat. Yeah. That's just good. That's well done. Nicely done.
Right. Hopefully the weather will cooperate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's hoping. And, of course, we want to mention that every Friday there is DJ Bingo at Hoozles at the Lakes.
Right. Another weekly event. This is every other Friday. Mm. So Hoozles every other Friday from 8:30 to 10. It's free to play, raffles, and fun with your host, Lucas.
You know, as it gets colder out and it gets harder and harder to get yourself outside, people are looking for things to do, things that'll, mm-hmm. that they can look forward to, or even weekly things and stuff. We know a lot of people join clubs and that, it's not out for everybody. But stuff like this, anybody can go to these, whether we're talking about the trivia on Wednesdays or the bingo, DJ Bingo, and a game. That both of them are fun. Both
right.
of the, and another chance to win stuff, too, because he's got raffles and fun. Lucas does a great job with mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of groups of people just meeting every, you know, for the trivia.
Yeah.
Same group of friends meeting every week to do that.
They got little teams they're building and stuff with this and everything. It's cool. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Friday, December 2nd, a wonderful day in Rome.
Yeah, we're very excited to build off of the success from our summer farmers market. Some of the great vendors, some of the same great vendors that we have in the summer. So Friday, December 2nd, we'll kick off the winter's farmers market. That'll be from noon to 3:30 p.m. So join us for baked goods, crafts, and fun.
Lisa, we know how popular farmers markets are in general, especially in this state. Mm-hmm. But the winter farmers markets, it's a little bit of a newer thing. Did that come about because people were asking for it, or the vendors themselves thought of it, or how did that come about, if you know?
I think it was a little bit of both.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just based on the popularity of the summer market, it just seemed like a logical.
Yeah.
And it's not every Friday. It's just once per month.
Yeah. So. Which does help the vendors and us consumers as well. But
right.
Any chance you can get some great produce, great things like that mm-hmm. from that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And another great place to do some Christmas shopping.
Absolutely.
As well.
On Saturday, December 3rd, we have Christmas in Rome at the Rome Town Hall.
Right. That's from 1:30 to 4:30. So lots of things going on. Kick off your holiday season with hayrides. There's caroling, Christmas movies, snacks. They do a lighting of the trees. Santa will be there to welcome the kids. And again, this is hosted by the Rome Makers
mm-hmm.
And the Snow Bandits in coordination with actually Visit Rome, the Fire Department, and Woodlands Church. So a great family event to kick off the holiday season.
A big shout out to all of them for pulling this event off mm-hmm. like they do every year. It's always great.
Right.
As I mentioned, as a kid, I got to check it out and everything and go to it and very much enjoy it. And it's always they do always such a good job with this. And let's not skate past this or anything. A big get. You landed Santa. It's hard to get Santa for these events.
Right.
You got Santa for the event. That's pretty cool.
Right.
That is
right.
a get. Nice. We've been trying to get him on Morning Magazine. Can't do it. Can't do it.
We'll put in a good word for it.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Really helped that. I need to get on the good list, so I need to see Santa as much as I can. That's a fun event, though. Certainly, this is a Rome event, but I don't want to begrudge somebody that has a relative in Rome and you bring your kids there or something like that. You know, it's I think that becomes less and less a thing the more time goes on.
Oh, for sure. I mean, this event is open to the public. Anyone can attend. It's mm-hmm. not just for Rome citizens.
And it's a fun one. And again, getting you out of the house, having with the kids and having some mm-hmm. fun. Great event.
Yeah.
I would like to talk to you, if you don't mind, Lisa, about a couple of other things. Since we got a little time here, Link the Lakes Project, what is that?
Right. Link the Lakes Project is Visit Rome is partnered with Jewel Engineering to explore a master, like a bicycle and hiking trail system throughout Rome.
Cool.
So the goal of the Link the Lakes project is to create a safe space to walk, bike, and run, linking the Rome community together, as some of you know. Highway 13 kind of cuts Rome in half.
Yeah.
So kind of a way of facilitating easier, safer movement throughout the whole community.
Hmm.
So the first phase of the project, which has already been designed, is a tunnel under Highway 13.
Huh.
And then a trail from that west end of the tunnel to the town center.
Nice.
So just a very easy and safe way for kids to ride their bikes or families pushing strollers or walking, an easy way to get under, to get across Highway 13 and then to this town center.
I'm mad. I want this when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I want it. No, this is awesome.
Oh,
this
we're really excited about it.
I hadn't heard about this, though. This is a really cool idea. Is there ways people can learn more about this or you know, help?
Yeah, they can. If anyone wants to get involved, again, our local draft organization, they're very involved in the event, or not in the event, in the plan.
Yeah.
So anyone wanting to get involved can contact them. You could go to their website, and they have monthly meetings.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to look into that. That's a really cool idea. Mm-hmm. Very, not only a cool project for the area, for Rome residents and things like that, but you hit it on the head. The safety for kids, the safety for bike riders, just people in general, anybody.
Right.
We know how that can be. Anything that can help those numbers go down, that seems like a great thing. Just that alone, let alone all the other benefits of having something like this.
Oh, for sure. So, and then beyond, after the first phase, we are exploring, I mean, we're going to continue building on the trail system.
I was going to say, I think that's kind of cool that, you know, usually with things like this, you want a plan, you've thought of everything, you've dotted your I's, crossed your T's. Something like this, though, I think it's kind of cool that you have the phase one plan, but going from there, kind of figuring it out and seeing what works and working with the community on it and everything.
Right.
That's very fun. That's a really cool idea.
Yeah, we're very excited.
We've touched on this before, but we would like to bring up again the Culinary Grant Program.
Yeah.
That's something that I would like to. I think that any of these grants, scholarship, these kind of things, we can't talk about them enough. It always seems like for everybody we reach with this stuff, there's somebody, oh, I didn't know that was there. Oh, I hadn't heard of that. So
yeah. So this year, Visit Rome received an ARPA grant, which allowed 13 students to participate in a 100% grant-funded culinary arts certification program. So the students enrolled in an 11-credit program at Mid-State Technical College, and actually will graduate this December. We're really excited for the students. We're trying to help with workforce needs in Rome and throughout the area.
Yeah.
And hoping to continue projects like this in the future.
You know, with the Spring Valley project and situation and all the things going on with that, is blown up in that area a lot more than in my lifetime it has. And it's great to see. It's cool for that community, cool for all of Central Wisconsin, really. It all, all of our money bleeds into each other and stuff. So, I mean, it all adds up. Being a perfect example of that is this, you know, Sand Valley has really impacted our airport here in Wisconsin Rapids, where that has had to grow up and stuff. So all that is great, but you still need good people. You still need people that are able to do these jobs and stuff. And having a having a grant program for this gives a person no excuses. Like you want to be a chef, you want to get into cooking. Here's your chance. Here's a great opportunity.
Right.
In a growing industry too.
Yeah, 100% funded. The students were even given gas cards for transportation.
Nice. That's smart. That's cool. And I mean, a great investment, a career that just keeps giving too. Like a lot of people looking for that right now. I want a career, not a job.
Right.
That is a career. That is a pretty cool one too.
Right. Yeah. And the facilities at Mid-State are just amazing.
Yes.
They're new culinary facilities. So
yeah, they do a really
good
job.
Not a better place to get started in this career.
Agreed. The Rome County Meats and Deli. That is opening up, I see.
Yeah.
All right.
The much-anticipated opening of Rome Country Meats and Deli. They're opening this Monday at 9 a.m.
Cool.
So in addition to prime cuts of beef, chicken, and pork, they also have a deli, that will have cold cuts, fresh salads, marinades, and sauces. So we're really, the community is really excited for this to open.
Yeah. You had me at Prime Cuts. You right away. Like, everything else is nice, but you had me at the Prime Cuts part. We look for these kind of things, but we don't have a lot of this. There's not a ton of places that do these kind of things. So having something like this in our neck of the woods, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And with the, I think they're filling a need with pretzels.
Yes.
Leaving the community, they're really kind of filling the gap, some of that gap with opening this location.
That's how smart businesses run. Like, they see an opening and they take it. They jump on it right away. That's just a very insightful, very smart. And as you said, something that people in that area, I can remember even when living there, you get used to. Especially with pretzels, it's always going to be there. It'll never go anywhere, and then it's gone.
Right.
You know, and then, so
right.
What do we do now? That's a fantastic counter to that. That's a really nice.
Sure.
And not to say that pretzels wasn't, because pretzels was obviously too, but anytime we can support a local business, support a new business or something like that, that's something we believe strongly around here and in this state, you know, supporting local, buying local. So there's a great opportunity for it.
Right. So, and they are, just to mention, they are in the Rome Town Center.
Mm.
So 9 a.m. Monday is their grand opening. So come and check them out.
Lisa, I feel I need to apologize to you, because this whole interview, I've been listening and engaged, but I've also had my mind on this final one here, because I just saw hockey. And as soon as I see the word hockey, growing up in a hockey family, I just immediately, like, that's all I can think about. So this whole interview, I apologize. This is all I wanted to talk about.
Well, it is exciting.
It is exciting. I'm just kidding. But the second annual Sand County Pond Hockey Tournament, this is coming up.
It is. It's being held in February 3rd through the 5th, but wanted to get word out there. Registration is happening. I went to the event last year. It's just a beautiful venue.
Yeah.
The games take place on the Frozen Lakes out at Sand Valley Golf Resort. Like hockey, it's a 4x4 format. So if you'd like to register a team for the event, I'll give you the phone number. It's 866-796-2167. And again, the event will be held February 3rd through the 5th.
It's hockey's just fun in general, but it's really fun to see people out there that maybe don't do it professionally or anything like that. It's one of those fun sports to see like that. Hockey live is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, it just even added more even fun to it.
Oh, yeah. It was really fun to spectate last year, and there are a couple different divisions, so don't be afraid if you're 40 and over. There is a division for you.
Very cool. Very cool. I couldn't help but notice that you looked right at me when you said that, Lisa.
No.
I'm joking. I'm just kidding. Who else are you going to look at? There's nobody else in the room. I just couldn't help.
Should we get you signed up?
Yes. Yeah. Probably. Me and my dad and I, we just got to recruit two more people. That would be hilarious for people to see. But basically just be me and my father yelling at each other in Italian pretty much the whole time. As people just keep counting, putting goals on us. Since we got a little bit of time here, Lisa, I do want to talk about some other things that we don't always get a chance to when it comes to the Rome area. For one, I know that there is so much to do no matter what time of the year it is. Now, all these things that we've been talking about today are fantastic and great, but you can just go outside and enjoy yourself in Rome. I mean, there's so many great hikes and parks. There is bird watching that people can enjoy.
Right. Any of the winter sport, with a little bit of snow, we're looking forward to winter. Beautiful snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, even fat tire biking.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
do in Rome in the winter. Our website lists the trails. There are some trails out at Sand Valley that are open to the public. Ice fishing is huge in the town of Rome. So several different fisheries that happen in the winter.
Do you have a go-to thing that you like to do this time of year? Do you have some or anything that you were looking to do this winter?
I'm a big cross-country skier.
Cool.
So
cool.
I like to
nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I like to get out on the trails and even on the lake, Lake Arrowhead. I usually you can find me
Beautiful place to do that, too. Oh, such a great spot to do that. I used to do it over on Lake Camelot around there and stuff and everything, and it was beautiful. But that's just as beautiful over there. Mm-hmm. And you see, we just mentioned two different spots, let alone all the other places there is in Rome. It's beautiful up north. I love northern Wisconsin. But not everybody can get up there, and not everybody can do a lot of the things that we talk about, this stuff with northern Wisconsin all the time. Well, right here in central Wisconsin, you got plenty of places to do that, and the Rome area is just waiting for you.
Oh, for sure.
I also wanted to mention as well that the merch that you guys have. Lisa's in here today in an awesome blue Visit Rome jacket. Noticed it right away. I love the color, by the way. That's cool blue. I like that. But it's another great way to support the Rome area, to support the Visit Rome Bureau, and really just Rome in general.
Right. And again, if you're looking for some holiday gifts, we do have our website has a shop tab. So we sell t-shirts, hats, jackets. Otherwise, if you're in the area, you're welcome just to walk into our office. We're in the Rome Realty Building right on Highway 13 and Apache. So you're welcome to stop in the office and take a look at some of our merchandise.
There's a plenty of cool gear there to wear. I've got a shirt from there. I still love it because it's so soft and it feels so good. It's a great shirt. And there's plenty more things to check out there as well, and plenty to look at Visit Rome's website. Just go to visitromewi.com. That's all one word, visitromewi.com. Lisa, we got like a minute or two left. You mind if we go over some of the top things that we had today to talk about? I'd like to remind people about the old-fashioned holiday craft fair coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so the holiday craft fair Saturday from 9 to 3. Get started on your Christmas shopping. There's lunch, bakery items, and even a raffle.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a fun event. Again, 9 to 3 this Saturday, November 19th. On Thursday, on Turkey Day, Thanksgiving, Thursday, November 24th, they move your feet before you sit and eat 5K Turkey Trot Fun Run.
Right.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, so come and get some exercise the morning of Thanksgiving. The race starts at 8:30. Registration day of the event would be at 8 a.m.
And I'm glad we get to talk about this one more time because I wanted to come back to that. Most of these, you usually have to sign up early, register early and everything. So when you're talking about this event and telling friends and family about it, make sure you throw that in there. You can register the day of right there.
Right, yeah. Very easy to just show up the day of.
Well, it also helps, too, because, holidays, you know, they're crazy. There's a lot going on. It not only is easier, you know, oh, I forgot to register and I wanted to be a part of it. Or, we're not able to go up north or something to a relative's. We want to still do something as a family. Here we go. There's
right.
A great event.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be perfect.
And wanted to mention one more time the Winter Farmers Market that's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Friday, December 2nd from noon to 3:30. If you love our summer market, you'll see a lot of the same vendors at our winter market.
And Lisa, we've talked about a lot of fun stuff today. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about anything or just add to the conversation, is there a way to reach you and your staff?
Sure. Our phone number, and this could be found on our website as well, phone number is 715-325-3090, or they could email us at info@visitromewi.com or Facebook messaging. They could always send us a message on Facebook.
Excellent. Always fun talking with you, Lisa. Thank you so much for the time. Safe travels getting back, and we'll talk with you again real soon.
Yeah, thank you so much, James.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll have more Morning Magazine for you right here at WFHR.